Welcome to the award-winning 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com.
Welcome to another edition of 4-H'er of the Week here on 103.9 WLEN. Hi, everyone. I'm John Kane, and I'll be talking to a couple of fellas from the Doggone Fun Club. Let's introduce our 4-H'ers for this week. First of all, we've got, give us your name.
Jake Foster.
And you are?
Adam Luck.
Okay, and you guys are with what club?
The Doggone Fun Club.
Boy, that sounds fun. I don't think, where are you guys headquartered out of?
Here in Adrian.
You're here in Adrian. You guys students?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Where are you studying and what grade level and where are you at? And
I go to Adrian Public Schools and I'm in 10th grade.
I go to Madison and I am in 12th grade.
Okay, so cool. Let's talk, we'll talk to Jake a little bit first. Jake, how long have you been in 4-H?
About 3 months now. I'm a new member.
Whoa, new. Cool. That's nice. And what about you, Adam?
I'm going on to my fifth year now in 4-H.
So you're like showing Jake the ropes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, Jake, what got you interested in getting into 4-H?
Well, a lot of my friends were in 4-H, and that was the big reason. I went to a lot of the meetings because of my girlfriend, and I made a lot of friends before I joined, and then I decided to join.
Okay, and what about you, Adam? You've been in for a while. What got you in the beginning?
Quite a few of my cousins were into 4-H, and they showed animals at fair and stuff, and I was really interested in that, so we looked into it, and I had a dog, so we joined the Doggone Fun Club.
Oh, there you go. Is that like a prerequisite? You got to have a dog to join the club?
You do not have to have a dog to join the club, no.
I just wondered. So, can you guys tell me how you guys came, whoever it was that came up with that name? You know, because a lot of them are named after, you know, the places they're located. So you don't really know how the Doggone
Fun. Not really, no.
No, how the name came about. Okay. Well, I thought I'd check that out. So, Adam, you're kind of showing Jake the ropes here a little bit. Jake, are you interested in showing animals this summer at the fair?
I am. I plan to show chickens, and I would like to show goats.
Okay, so you've been raising those for at least a little while, haven't you?
I have not, no.
Oh, wow. So he's a, Adam, he's a total newbie, right?
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, it's kind of nice that you get like a piece of clay that you get to mold here.
You
got a clean slate. So he's going to do chickens and goats. What about you, Adam? Have you shown in the past?
Yes, I have. I'll be showing my dog in our club dog show, and I'll be showing a dairy calf from the dairy barn.
Okay. So have you been doing that a number of years at the fair?
Yes.
So you've been there like at the fair 4 or 5 years maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how's your experience gone? How well have you shown, and have you gotten maybe a little bit better as time's gone by?
I've shown for quite a while now, and I've definitely gotten and improved better since I started showing in both the dairy and the dog show.
Well, you know, because I've talked to 4-H'ers before, and they say, you know, you never know year to year depending on the animal, but you normally get a little bit better, they say, as far as your skills and your command. And,
yes.
Yeah. Being a little more insistent with whatever animal you're working with, right?
Yes.
So, Jake, are you going to be doing your animals at home? And are you getting any help on what to do day to day to take care of them?
Yeah, my friends have been in the club for a while, so they know what they're doing. So they're helping me out a lot.
You guys, meet over at Jake's house. He needs a little help today. So, okay, you can get that communicated. So, Adam, about how much time do you have to spend with your calf working it and things of that nature?
I'm not able to keep the calf at my house because I live in the city. So there's a program where you can borrow a calf from another farmer, and they will let you use it at fair to show, which has been a great opportunity. I usually go out and start working with my calf about a month and a half to 2 months before fair, a couple times a week, and we're usually ready by fair.
Okay. Adam, have you ever gotten involved in any other projects, static projects, or anything else, or you've always just been involved with the animals?
I've done I did a few static product projects my first couple years of 4-H.
Okay. Can you tell us what they were?
I did a couple mostly art pieces, and I did photography for, I think, 2 years.
Okay. So, Jake, do you have any plans to perhaps try and do a static project here?
Yes, I did static last year. I did a lot of photography. That was really something easy and quick that I could get done fast, and since I joined so late. And I plan to do that this year as well.
Yeah, a number of the 4-H'ers, I think, are drawn to photography because it's a really cool medium. You can be really creative with it, but then you, like, get instant results. I mean, you get,
yeah.
Yes.
You get to see what you just did. So, Adam, have you gotten, because you've been in 4-H a while, mm-hmm. have you done anything or do you have interest in doing anything on the leadership side of 4-H?
I have had a few leadership positions within the club. I was our sergeant-at-arms for a couple years, and then last year I was vice president of the club.
Okay, cool. And what about you, Jake? You're new, but you can always just get right in here, right?
Yes, I just recently became vice president of the club.
Oh, there you go. So. See, this guy is a go-getter. Oh, that's a different group, isn't it?
Might be, yeah.
The go-getters. All right, we're going to take another break, and we're going to wrap up our program, the 4-H of the Week, right after we take this time out here on 103.9 WLEN.
You're listening to the 4-H of the Week on WLEN.com. You can hear an all-new edition every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. on 103.9 WLEN.
Okay, we're back with Jake Foster and Adam Luck from the Doggone Fun Club, 4-H'ers of the Week. First of all, guys, I want to thank you for stopping by and talking to us about your experiences in 4-H. I want to wish you the best of luck in the future. And Jake, you're new, but it sounds like you're right in there with everybody else. That's cool.
Trying to be, yes.
There you go. And you can rely on the experience of Adam to kind of help you along, right?
Yes, I can.
So, you know, you already had friends in it. That's one of the reasons, and that's one of the ways you guys make friends, isn't it?
Yes.
Through the club.
I've made quite a few friends from other school districts even through 4-H, not just our club, but other people that I've met at fair and camps and other opportunities.
And so, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, the fair's the pinnacle. That's what everyone points to mm-hmm. in 4-H throughout the season, but there's lots of other things that happen beforehand.
Yes, right? For sure.
So you guys are vice presidents. Do you have to do any things at the meetings?
If the president is not there, we do. We have to run the meetings.
Okay. So you got that all covered in case. And the president must be saying, hey, geez, if I miss, it's not like, you know, they got it covered. Well, congratulations on your success. We want to wish both of you the best of luck in the future. Thanks for being our 4-H'ers of the Week.
Thank you for having us.
All right. That wraps up our program for this week. This is John Cain saying so long here for the 4-H of the Week on 103.9. WLEN.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for an all-new episode on Lenawee County's best radio station, 103.9.